Dajjal bound his old hand. Srimad Srimad. Srimad Virarika is called Nila Ambari. Nila Ambari. Always using Nila garments like the beauty of Krishna. So she is called Nilambari. So Nilambari Devi, you like Nilambari Devi ki jai. Gyan jan salakaya chakshu vandritam jena tasmai shri gurave vantha kalpatrunghasya kripasam buddhyaiva cha patitam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo mahavajannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne guruva krishna sankarsana karanato yasai garbhodasai cha prayogasai sesasya nityanasana sakrana saranam namashtu. Today is very auspicious day, the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Only 3 days before the birthday of Mahavishnu, Advaita Acharya. And today is the birthday of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. You know that Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu, God cannot do anything. He is helpless. Though he is abode of all powers, Sarva Shaktima, but yet he always depends on service of Nityananda Prabhu. When the Supreme Personality of Krishna wants to come in this world to sprinkle his mercy to all jivas, he comes with Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. In any way, he will be there. Can you say when Krishna in the shape of Nrisimhadev came, how Nityananda Prabhu was with him? His all weapons, his everything was Nityananda Prabhu. When Ram came, this Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu came in the shape of Lakshmana. When Krishna came, he came in the shape of Baldev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came in the shape of this.
Nityananda.
When he sleeps in the Karan Sagar, ocean of falls, then he becomes a shesh on which he sleeps and he serves. Lakshmi also serves there. So when Krishna wants to come in any way, anywhere in these worlds or anywhere, Baldev Prabhu must come with him. When he was with Ram in Tretaju, Ram ordered so many things which was very, very painful to him. When Dasarath Maharaj told that you should go to the forest for 12 years and Bharat will be the king of Ayodhya, Ram gladly accepted this. But Lakshmana was not in the shape. He took his bow and arrow and told them, Ram, you should give me order. I will kill all. And this lusty Dasaratha also. I think that he is not appropriate to be a father. You are my father and my elder brother. So you should tell me, order me. I will fight against them and I will kill Maharaj Dasarath, Bharat and all of the whole army. And he took his bow and a standard. But Ram said, don't do this. He was saying, if he was not my elder brother, then I have done this, but I am bound to do like this. Obey. When he told, Ram told that Lakshman, take Sita. Forever I have left Sita, you should take with you Sita and give up in very deep forest. He wanted to question Ram, what qualities has done Sita? Why you are doing so? You are going to obey the orders of very nasty persons, lusty persons, like a worshipman, and you are not believing on the words of Maharaj Dasarath, Vasishtha, heir on the Agni, the fire goddess, and all the rishis like Narada and all. He wanted to question, what quality has done Sita? But he cannot say. He must avoid him because his elder brother. So he accepted this, but very fine, painful act for him. And then he took Sita, not telling anything that I am taking you for, giving him the force. Or we will return tomorrow after distributing cloths to Muni and Rishis, wives and ladies and their sisters. But when he went and crossed Ganges and went in the heart of Balmi, he began to wait loudly. Sita told him, why you are weeping? He told that, I should die before telling this. My heart is made of stone or iron. So I am not dying. Ram has left you forever. And he cannot return to Ayodhya as his wife. Then Sita, I consult flat and Lakshman in the same state when she was senselessly weeping. So he is telling himself, now I will come with Ram, I will come with Krishna, but not as a younger brother, to obey. But I will order them, him, so I must come as a
elder
brother. I cannot bear this so painful things. So he came as the elder brother in Krishna pastime. And sometimes he rebuked Krishna, chastised, "Oh, you are doing wrong." But only to please Krishna. So again, he came when Krishna came in the shape of Gaurachandra, Sakhinandan Gaurachandra. He came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About, I think, 10 years or like, he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had never met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a Nimai Pandit. Inquired by who? Went for pilgrimage with a very renowned Ains saint. And he went over all India, almost all holy pilgrimages. When he was in South India, Pandharpur, there is a place named Pandharpur. He named it the same. His name was Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Both saw to each other and both became friends. Krishna, Krishna, embracing each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu told that, "I want to take initiation from you. I have not taken initiation. You are my guru. What one do you give to me?" He tested and told that, "Perhaps this month you want to give me." And that Prabhupada claimed Swaha. Gopal Mantra. No? Then he became so happy and told him, "How do you mean this? How do you mean this?" Then Baldev Nityananda Prabhu gave him darshan in the shape of Baldev Prabhu. And he climbed on the lotus feet of He took initiation by that mantra and he became renowned sannyasi. And he then alone began to travel everywhere. When he came in Vrindavan, he was asking, "Oh Kanai, where you are, where you are? Kanai, you know? Kanai, Kanai Hare Krishna. Where you are?" When he used to see deers running here and there, he began to run after deers. "Can you tell where Krishna is? Kanaiya, my elder, younger brother?" When he used to see grazing cows, they used to take cows, this neck into horns. Sometimes naked, quite naked, waiting so much. Sometimes running after cowherd boy, asking, "Where is Kanai?" Without Kanai, "Why you came?" "I want to be Kanai, Kanai." And began to bitterly weep and roll down on the earth. He went to a temple and he was calling Kanai, Kanai. A song came and told that Oh, your finale is not here now. Now he is taken birth in the other shape, and now he is Sachinandan, and he is in Navadvip, Mayapur. If you want to meet, you can go there. So we now began to go to Navadvip Dham. By the side of Yamuna River, he went to Prayag, and from there, he, by the side of Ganges, he came at last in Navadvip. There, in a very solitary place on the bank of Ganges, Nandan Acharya. He was also a very good devotee. He went there. And he thought that I should not go to Nimai Pandi. He should come to me. It is Kanai. I will believe when he will come himself to me and meet me. Otherwise, I will not go. If he is Kanai, then he knows everything. Wow. Future and
present.
Bhatma,
present.
Also he is powerful. He is Sarvaka.
All knowing.
So he must know why should I go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srinivas Srivasacharya, his brothers and all the others, so many devotees to such any Mahapurush. Mahapurush means?
Great personality.
Best personality.
Great personality.
Very good Vaishnava has tried to search him and bring to me. They searched the whole day, here, there, in the bank of Ganges, in all devotee houses. But they could not find. At last, in the evening, they returned. Oh, we have not seen any newcomer, Sadhu, Sannyasi, or Krishna. Or, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandi told, oh, yeah, I am going. And then he took all, like Yadadhar Pandit, and all other devotees, Sivas Pandit, and all others. And he straight went on the heights of Nandanacharya. And he entered the house and saw a very beautiful, long arms, golden
color,
a golden mountain, very beautiful, weeping and telling, Krishna, Krishna, Kanai, Kanai. When Mahaprabhu saw, he at once become like dumb. And from there he was saying to him and he was saying to him. For a couple of minutes, he was whole silent. And after that, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurachandra at once run to each other and embraced so tightly and began to weep. He telling Kanai and he telling Balai. Kanai and Balai both were weeping bitterly. No sense at all where I am, what I am doing. And this they fell flat on the earth. After some time, the devotees helped them to come in senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the earth of Nityananda Prabhu and he brought in his heart. After this, Jagai, Madai and all others, pastimes, Vyas Puja, after that, Sannyas Puja, after they went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Jagannath, in the midway, how Nityananda Prabhu broke his dunder, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all and went to Jagannath Puri and he saw him. See, taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, Vrajananda. You are not a statue. You are yourself, Yashodanandan, Vrajananda. And he he at once suddenly tried to reach and meet Jagannathi, but in the midst, how Bhattacharya came, and how he came, and how he took senseless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet him, and how he tried to teach him Vedanta, and partaking of that, how he returned. He was in Puri Ratha Yatra, and how he again came to Navadvip and Bengal, and used to preach over whole Bengal, especially to those who were fallen, so much fallen, out of caste, very poor. And he began to preach. After that, how he married with Janma Devi and Vasudha Devi, Virchandra Prabhu, the son of. How he took initiation from Janma Devi. So we will all bear in mind. I will say to whom? Whom I will pray to speak something. Maharaj should speak first about Nityananda Prabhu.
Abhi
sir, no. Come here. तुम लोग कैसे बैठते हैं, हमको एक आदमी को वहाँ पर इट शुड बी गिवन. आई थिंक दैट देर आर सो मेनी क्वालिफाइड पर्सन्स. यू शुड गो देयर. यस, सो दैट ऑल आर डूइंग सो. यस, गिव मी आई विल कैरी. Nityananda Prabhu is Jagat Guru. He is the handsome Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu in Krishna pastime, he went to Naimisharanya. He saw that Lomaharshan Sud was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the rishis, maharshis stood up and did pranam to Baldev Prabhu. But Lomaharshan, worshipping on the same Vyasasana, and he did not do pranam to him, not welcoming him. Baldev Prabhu thought he is not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam and to preach Bhagavatam. He knows me, not a very lower kind of etiquette. He thinks that I am very low, so lower. And he thinks that I am Brahmin, and I am so literate and I am so learned, I can tell Bhagavad, explain Bhagavad. But he told that you are not qualified. Be Bhagavad and then read Bhagavad. So he took his hand, and by his hands, at once cut off his head and he was tired. All the rishis were wondering. And then, oh, Baldev Prabhu, what you have done? Then he told that, what you want that I should make him again? Give his life, then they knew the glories of Baldev Prabhu. No, we don't want, but how you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam? He at once told the son of Lomharsan, Uprasravana, of age 5 years only. Not very close and like so. He was like a very ignorant person who was looking like. But he took and this made him sat on the Vyasasana and looked towards me. And he inspired everything, all Vedas, all Srimad Bhagavatam, all Purans, Upanishad and everything, Smriti, Shruti, everything. Mahabharata, Ramayana and all. And he went at once told some stuti of Baldevra and he began to explain all these things wonderfully. So you should not see that Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu has not joined this school. And he was illiterate. But he is God of gods. He is Gurudev. He killed in Krishna pastimes Dhenukasura in the shape of an ash. Dhenukasura is ignorance. What ignorance? Those who don't honor Vaishnavas, devotees, and think themselves devotees, himself. They are all like Dhenukasura. If any Vaishnava coming in contact of association of any Vaishnava, he will be Vaishnava. And he will honor like Nityananda Prabhu has honored all devotees. Even those who are not devotees but they wanted to be devotees, he respected them. He brought in the shade of Krishna consciousness to all those who were neglected, all neglected. In India, the goldsmith, you know, and oil makers, metal net makers, all there are in Sudraja. At first, they have no right to read Ved, Upanishad and Vedanta. They cannot read. Even. But Nityananda Prabhu told that, like Jagai Madai, they are most qualified to chant Harinam and to have Krishna prayer. And to whom he saw, he gave initiation like Tal Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. So all over in Bengal, all those were fallen, very unpretentious caste of persons, Nityananda Prabhu embraced them and inspired them all. Today we are doing some mistakes. We are disoriented. Sincere and senior devotees, whole life they have served Swamiji, they have served Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda for whole life from beginning. Anyhow, without reason, they are going to be neglected. I have also served so much more than anyone of his own. But I cannot go to take darshan anywhere. to whom I gave my samadhi of Swamiji in Matpundara. Door are closed. This is a very bad sign. By this we go to hell. There is some time. Yes. We should try to correct all these things. We should know that we are whole in Mahaprabhu family. Those who have not taken even initiation but chanting Hare Krishna, they should be treated as the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those who are sincere and loving, serving for so many years, they should be more respected. Otherwise, Vaishnava offense. And Nityananda Prabhu like Ramchandra Khan, in his last days, went in Bengal in a place where very rich person, Ramchandra Khan, who wanted to
make fall down Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur went to the same place. That rich person did not honor any of the devotees of Nityananda and he told that, get out from here. You cannot host in night here. Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh so loudly. Oh, devotees are not honored here. Devotees are disrespected here. So, we should not be here. We are going, but I am seeing that tomorrow Mohammedans will come armed and they will cut all, they will slaughter cows here, they will prepare mills of place and whole family will be cut down. And he left the place and the person not honoring Vaishnava devotees, next day they will slaughter it all. And the whole village become damned. So we should always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Don't disrespect any Vaishnava. This is the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Always try to honor Vaishnavas. In what stage he is, according to Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari. We'll have to know all these things. If you are not mine, then we are not devotees at all. For so long. Nowadays, they are not going to be so strong Vaishnava. In Vaishnava philosophy, and also doing according to all. We should try to establish us in all these teachings. Otherwise, only showing like bottle and telling to others, it will not do. So, we should try to understand all the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Come with me in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, I am meeting with same Prajnananda. In separation mood I am waiting for so many years and years. I brought my Prajnananda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna, Krishna, Prajnananda. You are the same Prajnananda. And he began to be in the mood of Radhika and he felt like dancing. Nityananda Prabhu was there but not touching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shiva Sangam used to dance, and when he used to fell flat in the courtyard, Nityananda Prabhu used to touch. When he began to become insensitive, then he used to touch. Otherwise not. But nowadays we don't know all these things, and we do so many rasabhas. We keep Nityananda Prabhu with Radha and Krishna in the same altar. Jagannath in the same altar. Yes, we know all these things in more superior, advanced devotees. With them you see. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the association of Vaishnavas, Bhagavad. Ja Bhagavad Pada Vaishnavas. And that is why Nityananda Prabhu ordered Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan and learn all the Shastri Rupa and Sanatana. He inspired him. And he became so learned that in whole world at that time there was no any learned person like Jiva Goswami. He defeated so many learned persons. How? Only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So we should try to follow outwardly and inwardly Nityananda Prabhu. You know this song? Nitai Padakam. Oh, where is Krishna? Nitai Padakam. And then we will see some boys drama, perhaps.
Yes.
Nitai Padakam. One time.
After that, we will see the children.
And then so many bhaktas are there, they will speak.
Also speak with so much honor to Nityananda Prabhu. Praying Nityananda Prabhu.
भजन तरुकंदम वीरपति is telling praying to Nityananda. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that all the mercies of Krishna or Mahaprabhu gathered together, and Nityananda Prabhu is telling to all persons without any cost and greed, rich or poor, so inferior or superior, Brahmins or Shudra,
scheduled caste,
anyone, male or female, boys or old, even to animals also, birds, he is telling. How he is telling? Come on, come on. And he raising his hands and telling like this. Yatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari har dhvana varisham. Oh brothers, always tell Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Loudly and more loudly. Again and again. And you will be crossing the misery, the ocean of
death and birth.
Birth and death, suffering and sorrows. And if it is not going so, then I am liable for this. I am telling you truth that you should one chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare.
And I am giving, I am promising that for this I am liable.
Responsible
for this. You must have Krishna praying. Anyone has not told like this. Where? To each person's door he used to go. And personally he used to tell, I want this only begging. Give us. I don't want anything. But we are now deficiating from this life of Nityananda Prabhu. If you want Krishna Prem, you will have to come in this line again. So Nityananda Prabhu said, I am responsible for this if you are not getting Krishna Prem. To each person see it. And in the last history, Rasana Madharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnava Dhanam Rasanamadharam Rasika Barasada Vaishnava Dhanam Patitatarana Smaranata Parama Nityananda Ashtakam Yo Patija Tadang Hirtan Dachi Spuratukasthita. Oh, you don't see that Nityananda Prabhu is only a mad person. He had not joined his school. You should know that he is Arasanam Adharam. He is Adhar?
Container.
Base.
Platform of all Rasas. Dasya as Baldev, Shakha as Baldev, Basal as Baldev, and Madhur Ras in the shape of Anangamanjali, the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. He became to test this, to become the platform of this Madhur Rasa also. So don't think that Nityananda Prabhu only in male form sat in Krishna, in form only Rasa, also in Madhur Rasa. So Rasanama Dharma Rasika Bhara, he was so Rasi, he used to quarrel with Advaitacharya, you know, so many times, with like a struggling, sometimes giving Mahaprasadam
here and there. Advaita Acharya told her, what you are doing? You are
avadhut.
No Vedic culture in you. You are always into anyone does not know who is your father and mother and where is your abode. And you have come among us to take prasadam here. You have so much day. You are avadhut. You have taken our
caste
Brahmins. This. Nityananda Prabhu at once began to laugh. Ho 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 ho. And told, oh, Advaita Acharya, I have heard that he is so learned person and that I know that he is not a learned person. He does not know anything. He is telling that by taking Mahaprasad, anyone loses his Brahman mode and he becomes
low.
He is doing offense in the lotus feet of Mahaprasadam. He does not know the real power of Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is himself Krishna. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahma Salpa Pannamatam Rajan Vishwasanai Vajayate. So they were quarreling. Sometimes they were quarreling in the big pond, Indradyumna Sarovar, giving water there. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so great. You know, Rai Ramananda is from Bhattacharya. So learned person and so great. But they began also to quarrel like boys, giving water on each other. Also Nityananda Prabhu and this Advaita Acharya began to give water each other. And Nityananda Prabhu defeated Advaita Acharya. He told that, I am an old person, you want to
drown me.
No. That I should die, to make me die. So there were, in these quarrels, so many good siddhanta were there. So Nityananda Prabhu, Rasana Madharam, Rasika Bar, Saida Vaishnavadana. He was Rasika Bar. Who is Rasika Bar? Me? Giriraj Govardhan. But he is the root of all Rasiks. Without his mercy, anyone cannot be a Rasik. So those who will pray Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy, there will be bona fide Vaishnava. But always remind this, remember, don't criticize anyone Vaishnava. Don't dishonor, otherwise Nityananda Prabhu will be unhappy and he will let give Krishna prem and they will be aparadhi.
Offender.
So try to all. All who has taken shelter of Nityananda Prabhu Gaurachandra, treat him like Vaishnava. But anyhow, anyone is not following, we should pray only Nityananda Prabhu. That bestow your mercy, that he should be reformed again. Don't criticize, don't do anything against them. So always have faith on Nityananda Prabhu. Especially I am praying for you all and for my also. For whole world I am praying that Nityananda should bestow his mercy to all, that we should know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He should give us ruchi in Krishna name, in Gaur name. Also, anyone has told in his prayer that Krishna and Krishna Dham and Krishna name, they had some vichar for this aparad. They consider
whether he is Namapradhi or no, Dhamapradhi or no. But Gaur Nityananda, nahi ye sab vichar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with this. Even Apradhi, they tell, oh Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Then they bestow their mercies. So we should also be to be like that. If anyone does anything nonsense, we should tolerate and pray for him also. Don't have any enemy to them. Nothing. So be like Nityananda Prabhu. Follow his footprints. And then Nityananda Prabhu will
bestow.
Unconditionally he will
bestow the mercy.
Bestow his mercy. Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Prabhu Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai.
Zor Premanande.
Krishna Das.